Why am I wearing this feather boa? Well, I'm teaming with the theme because I'm here for the 48th annual National Budgerigar Championships. This is a huge event. If it's footy, think State of Origin. It's the ultimate budgie beauty contest. There are states represented here. Each state has 82 budgies, all vying for the top spot of number one bird. So, Troy, I'm here because I've interviewed you a couple of times now for ABC North Taz Breakfast. How many budgies do you have?
I would say I've got about 500 at the moment.
That's an insane amount of budgies. How do you divide your time between the work that you do and your budgies?
It's a very good question. Work-life balance can be challenging at times, but I've got them all out in aviaries at the moment, so probably whether I've got 80 or 100 or 500, they're no more work. When we're breeding, it's a hell of a lot more work.
So, Rod, what's your involvement?
So, I'm the one of the ABC judges for the weekend event, and I'm heavily involved in the Victorian Budgerigar Council. I'm on the council. I'm obviously a judge. And another one of the things I do is I'm official photographer for these national events, unless I'm judging. So it's quite different this time. I'm not taking the photos of the winning birds, but I'm actually judging the event instead.
So why is there a media blackout for the judges? They can't see anyone's budgies online before this event?
Just in case someone is silly enough to put their budgies that have been selected in their zone on social media, so we can't see potential birds we may judge this weekend.
Now, I've heard, as I've walked around, that budgies actually have sexy time for pleasure.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's some people, well, I know people, a couple of people in my club, they do often review what their budgies are doing to make sure they're doing the right thing, so there's a better chance of fertility.
And how many eggs would a female then produce?
Generally around 5 or 6, but somewhere between 2 and 10. So I've had some that would produce up to 10 and all fertile and all hatched, but they can't rear 10 babies on their own. They need to foster them out to other pairs to rear the extra baby. So I normally 4 to 5 rearing maximum, and then you'd foster the others out because they're really good parents and they'll take anyone's babies, foster chicks, foster eggs.
I've just got 2 birds in the Victorian team, so Clearbody and an albino.
And yeah. What are you expecting from them?
Look, I think they'll perform well, hopefully, and just I've been a bit unlucky last few nationals getting seconds and thirds, so would be nice to take out a win.
So it's a tough competition then?
Very tough. Very tough to get birds in the Victorian team to start with. But yeah, once you get a bird in, I think you're a pretty good chance. So.
And what makes a winning bird?
Well, whole type of things, but mainly size, feather, features on the bird. You know, good spot, good mask. Basically, which probably doesn't make much sense to you, but it does make sense to us.
In layman's terms, the easiest way to explain it is like a bodybuilding comp for budgies.
My name's Rosie, and I'm a budgie wag. My husband's been breeding budgies for 19 years. So, yes, I've supported him throughout those 19 years.
And are you representing any particular state?
Yes, Melbourne, Victoria.
Amazing. And what is it like to be the Budgie Wags on Tour 2024?
It's actually great. The community, the guys, the friendships we've made, it's been really amazing.
I'm Janine from Warrnambool in Victoria, and my partner Dave breeds budgies. And I can't say I love them. But anyway, I'm here having fun, so yeah, that's all that matters.
So you're here to support?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah.
My name's Karen, and my husband Wayne breeds budgies. He's got about 200.
And are any of them in competition for the big prize?
Yes, he has two up over the weekend.
So you feel like Victoria's going to take home the...
Maybe.